The chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has asked former Minister of Transport, Mrs. Jifa Tivo, to retract and apologize for some comments she made, which appeared to be tribal. Mrs. Ativo is reported to have told some people in the Volta region to go out in their numbers and register so that they can vote to retain the NDC in power. According to her, she and other government appointees from the Volta region risk being jailed should the NPP win power. Professor Asante said the comments are in bad taste and smack of tribalism.
The assumptions that are made in that particular comment is what worries me. In the first place, it's an indictment on the judiciary. You ask people to vote for you because if they do not vote for your particular party and a different party comes into being, they will take all of you to jail. Is to indict the judicial system as if justice doesn't prevail in this country. It is bad for a person of her caliber to give that impression. The second thing is that the assumption is given that parties have authority over the judiciary to the extent that they can manipulate them, which is also a very bad assumption, because once you do that, you confirm people's suspicion, which has no basis, that the political parties or governments in power control the judiciary. But I don't think that governments in power do control the judiciary. There's that independence. The third thing is you underestimate the intelligence of the electorate. I mean, if you get up there to say that vote for me, otherwise this is what is going to happen, and then you cite all sorts of examples which are not factually based, you play on the intelligence of the people. I think it is wrong. I would want to appeal to my dear sister, the Honorable Jifa, to do the honorable thing, to really apologize to the nation for
the commission, the inward moving arrow.
We can really develop our nation rather than cheap politics, which I consider to be the below the belt politics that people seem to be canvassing. It will not do this country any good. It divides the country. It doesn't speak well of us. When we are urging people to be united, to think about one Ghana, to think about the good of Ghana, you don't go along campaigning to divide the people. It brings cynicism to the entire partisan politics in this country.
The special assistant to the former minister, Egypt Kudotu, however, explained to Radio Ghana that Mrs. Ativo never incited the people nor made any divisive statements against the NPP. He spoke to George Ankra.
What actually happened was we were actually in K2SAF over the weekend, and it was a party program that our party activists were present at a function to outdoor a group that is supposed to go around and encourage those who are now turning 18 to come out in their numbers and register and go beyond the registration and support the party retain power come 2016 November. So basically what the former minister was telling our followers was that the UP tradition has a track record of politics of division, politics of exclusiveness, that a certain group of people to be in power at all time, and that even just not too long ago, the former finance minister in the person of Honorable Safumafu did mention that, look, he cannot accept the reason why there are people from certain parts of this country that because they don't produce the natural resources of the state, they should not have access to political power. And that the same MPP party took the time to create a fake document that was supposed to be a Togolese electoral register that was supposed to capture names that they claim, you know, the same names were in Togo register in Ghana. And so therefore, she was appealing to our people to bear in mind that these are a group of political players who are only looking for power and turn around and come after them. So she was admonishing them, not inciting them to come.
The chairman of the CPP
tribal groupings in this country together. This is a party that draws solely on politics of division. So they should be careful and not to buy into the lies that they are peddling around. Because she even mentioned that we actually, as a political party, the NDC, have in our possession an internal memo of the MPP that the way they are going to prosecute the 2016 campaign, that their whole agenda is centered on the Volta region, that they want to make sure the NDC will look very unpopular. The people in the Volta region will reject the NDC. And so they are going to throw at the people everything and anything so that they will not follow our party. So she was just admonishing them that, look, this party cannot be trusted when it comes to their treatment with other groupings in this country. And the examples she cited that between 2001 to 2009, when they were in office, they did declare that they were going to go after leading figures of our party, that by the time they would finish dealing with them, our party would no longer be in existence. So this was basically an opportunity for our former minister to remind the people that this is the track record of the MPP, that you cannot trust them. It was not one of inciting that when you see them in the region, go after them. No, she said, welcome them, listen to them, receive them. But when it's the time for you to make decision as to which party is best to govern this country, then the best choice is the National Democratic Congress. So basically, that was admission to the people of the voter region that the NPP thinks that all those, especially from K2SAP, who have their names in the voter register, are illegally staying in Ghana, and therefore their names should be expunged out of the register, that they are foreigners, that they are Togolese, that it is wrong for the people along that corridor to have their names in the Ghanaian register.